Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We got good things coming up for you this hour. Going to get in some entertainment news. A little bit later, we'll touch on the internet rediscovering this poll that that we got to talk about. Also got another interesting one here about millennial junk and the top things our kids are going to throw away when they get it from us.
That's fascinating, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into all that. A couple of programming notes real quick. So Connie from the Alexander House is going to join us next week. I misunderstood the schedule, so I apologize for that, everybody. We'll have her join us then. And I do want to apologize to our good friend Mike Clemens, who was going to join us, was not able to because I thought we had other guests joining us.
Right.
We have had a lot of people in the last couple of weeks.
In and out, man.
I have done over 50 interviews in less than 2 weeks.
Yes.
With a lot of
consider
people
the Midday
in.
Magazine and everything. Yeah,
I have no voice. I have no voice. And I am so tired of asking people questions. I'm joking. I'm just kidding. But we do have some great show lined up for you in this hour. Mm-hmm. And I want to kick things off talking a little entertainment with you, Seth, and knowledge. Knowledge is, I am a big believer that nobody should have to pay for education. I'm an
like
outlier in this one. I find it ridiculous that you have to pay more. Like, why does Yale have better, more education or more knowledge or something than the state-run tech school?
Supposedly.
A lot of that stuff frustrates me.
Yeah.
So I love stories like this where we take education and we have a little more fun with it while also, you know, informing people.
Mm-hmm.
Enough colleges are offering classes on Taylor Swift and Beyonce. So here is a curriculum for the rest of us. Vermont State University is offering a course on Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, yeah.
Professor Brian Warwick said, quote, Al Yankovic's work is not just about the parodies. It's also about his tribute to pastiche songs, where it's actually an original work by Al Yankovic, but he's paying tribute to another artist, which is a difference than a cover or a parody. The course will analyze what makes a good parody, how to pay tribute to another artist, Al's lyricism, and on the context of the world when the songs were written. So that's a key part of this, too.
That is part. That's the thing that would be fascinating to me.
His parody of Bad was Fat, right? Or something like
that?
Yes,
it was Fat.
Try doing that in this day and age. I don't know. I don't know how that ages or anything.
Right. I don't know if he does that one anymore. But still, it's a great point. I mean, to me, that's why music is you can use it to study, you know, take any point in time, you can use music as history. You go back to Beethoven. You can go back to Bach. You can do whatever it is. You can find out there's something in that music that's referring to something of the day. And to me, that's just really fascinating.
Warwick says, quote, it just gives us an avenue to start studying the 20th century and pop culture in the 20th century. Really, it sounds like Al is kind of like a bit of a beginner.
Springboard
to get into this more, the bigger, wider topic. And
exactly.
Everything. That's pretty interesting. I
thought this great idea. I think that's fun.
I would take that class. Would you take that class?
I would definitely take that. I would teach that class.
So we finally know what slime tastes like, everybody.
Yeah.
Finally. If you've ever wondered what slime tastes like from the Ghostbusters and that stuff, well, Finn Wolfhard is your guy. He takes a face full of it in Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and here is his review. Quote, it really didn't taste like anything. It was almost like minty thick water, which sounds gross, but it is so much better than having like fake blood in your mouth or some of those things that his characters have had before.
Right.
Fake blood has a horrible sugary kind of taste to it. I've had to have it out of the corner of my mouth, just a trickle once. And even just that trickle, it was in my mouth all day.
Ooh.
It was all day I couldn't get it out of my mouth. Kensington Gore is not a good taste. Not a good taste. As for the experience itself, he says, quote, it was really awesome. I read that scene in the script. It was like, oh, this is going to be crazy. I like this. I get to be the one to get slimed.
Right, right. From the iconic scene from the first film,
It was
one of the fun. You know, I love the idea of minty thick water. That was an interesting description.
Interesting, yeah.
It's not sound that appetizing, but hey, It's not. I'm guessing it could be a lot worse, like you said.
Yeah. Let's take a look at what's new on your small screen and your big screen this weekend. Taking a look at their TV, basketball, people. That's it. That's
nothing,
all there is.
Nothing but basketball.
Why would you want to watch anything else? Why? No. The first round of NCAA March Madness, of course, wraps up tonight, and the second round runs through the weekend. Mm-hmm. Check your brackets. Have some fun. Enjoy, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix has a really cool movie up called Shirley. It's starring the amazing Regina King. As Shirley Chisholm, a school teacher from Brooklyn who became the first black woman elected to Congress in 68 and then made a run for presidency in 72.
I would recommend watching this. There's also a fabulous documentary about mm-hmm. Shirley Chisholm.
Yeah.
She was an amazing person. I would recommend it. And Regina King, man.
Yeah.
What an actor. Oh, all perfect casting.
God. Got goosebumps when I first heard about that. Oh. She's so good. Tomorrow on NBC at 7 o'clock, the two-hour special World Figure Skating Championships. Okay. I know my dad will be probably watching that. On Sunday at 7 on ABC, the American Idol auditions. Also on Sunday at 7, the one-hour special 2024 National Women's Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Oh, cool.
All of that coming up for you this weekend on your small screen.
There you go.
And on your big screen this weekend, a couple of, well, only really as far as like wide releases go,
mm-hmm.
The Boy and the Heron is returning to theaters, rated PG-13. This is the re-release of last year's Studio Ghibli movie. It just won Best Oscar for Best Animated Picture, so that's why that's back out there.
That's because that's all that Studio Ghibli does. Is make Oscar-winning animated film. No, I'm serious. You go back and they've made some amazing movies. Go back and check them out. I love the fact that they're putting it on the big screen again.
Yeah. Immaculate, a horror movie starring Sydney Sweeney, is got some limited release, but might be in a theater near you. And the big one coming out today, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, rated PG-13. Paul Rudd, Finn Wolfhard, who we just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
McKinney Harris, along with, of course, the OG Ghostbusters, Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, Dan Aykroyd, And I believe there's a couple of other actors from the old show in there, too.
Okay.
Annie Potts.
My God. Janine!
I want to apologize to Annie Potts. I am so sorry. I almost forgot your name. I love Annie Potts.
Oh, she's great.
She's in it. Patton Oswalt is in it. Kamaji Nagihari. Camille Nagihari.
Camille Nanjiani.
Nagihari. Thank you. They're all in this. Now, keep in mind, of course, Finn and McKenna play the grandkids of Harold Ramis' character, Egon, who passed away 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, the Spranglers move from Oklahoma to New York City.
Of course they do.
It's the fifth movie in the franchise and the first since original director Ivan Reitman passed away in 2022. His son Jason Reitman co-wrote the script, and new director Gil Keaton took over the reins of this one.
Wow. I didn't know that Jason had something to do with this one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Jason's cool.
He's a good filmmaker.
Guy. He does a lot of good work for a lot of young artists out there. He's a good one. I'll see it. I got to say that the first one of these, the most recent Ghostbusters or whatever, when they brought back Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson,
right.
all that, had the greatest tribute to a lost actor I've ever seen. Like, maybe. And I know it sounds silly. It was a Ghostbusters movie. But the way they honored Harold Ramis, it teared me up, man.
Wow.
I mean, that's Second City's own. Harold Ramis meant a lot to a lot of people.
He was a consummate, I mean, all-around performer, director, writer. Actor. I mean, I know he was a reluctant actor. He didn't like acting.
Yeah.
He liked the behind-the-scenes stuff, but he was really good.
I wish I would have been able to tell him how wrong he was.
He was
a great actor.
Egon was my favorite character from them.
Yeah.
I loved him.
And as great as Ghostbusters is and everything, I will always come back to Stripes. I love Stripes. I love that movie so dang much. I haven't seen it in probably 20 years, but I loved it. And I can't imagine anybody else in that role than him. Like, he played it perfect. He was great in that. Bill Murray was great. John Candy's great in it. Yep. Of course they are. But Harold Ramis was very good in that role. I really liked him in that particular part. We want to talk a little bit about our weekend lineup here for you, everybody. Things kick off on Saturday with Outdoors with Dan Small. Great show hosted by outdoorsman Dan Small. Does a really good job with that one. And at 7, of course. Oh, do you have some?
Nope. Keep going.
At 7, the Sunshine Polka Show with maybe the greatest show of all time with our main man, Tim Hubbell. The Polka Guy.
You know it and you love it.
Yeah, check it from 7 to 8 every Saturday. And, of course, keep in mind on Sundays we have a 1 o'clock re-airing of that we're able to.
Well, there's not a gajillion sports going on, right? Yeah.
Terry Talks Nutrition from Terry Lemrond is brought to us from our friends at Family Natural Foods every Saturday at 8. Great way to hear from the man himself, one of the architects, one of the godfathers of really when it comes to supplements and it comes to bringing new things to our country here. Terry's amazing. You can get to check that out. Be sure to everybody. And, of course, Over the Back Fence, hosted by my man Seth here.
Yeah, no sports this week.
Yeah.
We were up in the air last week because of the Badgers. Of course, it was a good reason not to because they advanced in the tournament and everything. But, yep, I will be on the air tomorrow at 11, everyone. Get ready to call in with your stuff.
Items you want to
buy or sell.
For,
yep.
Items you want to sell. And spread the word about the show, everybody. We love this show. We've heard from a lot of you that you love it. Mm-hmm. Show us that you do so we can show Civic Media that you do.
Yeah.
And we can continue to have the show.
We can keep it, literally.
Can literally keep it. We want to keep that show. We need your help doing that.
Yep.
We need your interactions. Call up and join the conversation every Saturday from 11 to noon when we don't have sports on the dial.
Yep.
Of course, on Sunday, we've got a great lineup for you from 6 to 8. Join us for Seth Faces the Music.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic show. Seth takes a different theme and surrounds it with great music and audio. What is your theme this week?
My theme this week is touching.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Touching.
Yeah,
Stop that. Stop that. I know what you're doing. Stop that.
Sorry. My brain just went right in the gutter.
No.
It's going to be a fun one.
It should be a fun one. Of course, we have to see where the Badgers end up, too.
Yes.
Who knows? They may be playing that in the evening as well. So we don't know. Anything could happen, you know?
Yeah. If these shows are not able to be played in their entirety, we'll play them next week for
Absolutely.
You. Absolutely. We, of course, are your home for Badger basketball, so we'll follow them throughout the whole tournament.
We will.
Now, after Seth Faith is a music this week, we'll have Unlabeled for you.
That's right.
Episode 2, tape 2. We're looking forward to that. It was a fun one to record. I will admit to the audience, I have not voice tracked in a long time, and you can tell.
I think it's better than that.
I really have been having a lot of fun with this, and you guys have too. You've given us a lot of requests. The essence of the show is basically your mixtape when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Our generation was one of those earlier generations that didn't really have genres. We just like music.
Yep.
And which is weird to me because you look at the 90s, and the 90s was so about labeling things.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was labeled. You couldn't walk into one CD or music store and not have everything broken down by categories and all that. Whereas the majority of us liked a little of this, liked a little of that, and all of that. So that's the essence of Unlabeled, the title of the show.
I was thinking about that, and I came up with another great metaphor for Unlabeled. It's like you're digging through your basement and you see a whole bunch of old tapes, but all the labels have been scratched off because you recorded on them 100 times and you don't know what's on it.
Oh, I forgot about that, man.
And you just put it in there and say, what did I have on this tape?
We all did that. Yeah, we all had a tape. What did I do? Yes, that's great. Oh, I had one I came across when I was first putting the show together.
Mm-hmm.
It had to have been like 3 months ago, and I didn't know what the tape was. It was my first week at GLX. It was my first week on there. It was one of the most god-awful things I've ever heard in my life. It was horrible.
But you have it.
Oh,
you have it, man.
Yes, I have it. And you have our ear, everybody. Mm-hmm. So get us your requests for Unlabeled. We want your 90s songs. Remember, if it was released from 1990 to 1999.
Yep.
You can go ahead and get it to us at james.mailf@civicmedia.us. Encourage you to do so. It's going to be fun. We're going to have some more fun. Episode 2 coming up this Sunday. Be sure to join us for it. And we've got a really exciting thing coming up for you in the next weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be taking up 4 hours on Sundays.
That's right.
Yeah, we've gotten the green light. And by that, I mean we can do our job. I got to tell you guys this. So Seth and I, what we want to do is have a director's cut episode where we're going to have Gretchen from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater on.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we'll have Seth Faces the Music for 2 hours and then Unlabeled. So that's a 4-hour block on Sundays of original content.
Yep.
We've been waiting so long to be able to do that on weekends and have something like that. Like, this is something I know that we've wanted here. Our listeners have wanted for many years.
Mm-hmm.
In the time that Seth's been here, it's something we've been picking our working at and everything.
Yep.
We're finally getting here. So I was a little unsure of this, though. Like, that's a big block of time.
Mm-hmm.
I reach out to Chuck, our engineer and our GM. And Chuck asked me why I'm wasting his time. James, this is your job. This is what
this
you
is
do.
True. Yes.
Go do your job.
Just
please.
Do it.
I have plenty on my plate. Why are you bothering me like that? So we're going to have some fun with that. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be good.
Do want to remind everybody, if you are an artist or you know of an artist out there, I don't care if they're a mime, they're a musician, they're a photographer, whatever they do, reach out to us. We'd love to have you on Director's Cut.
Yes, 100%.
Be listening for that episode of Director's Cut in the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. For now, this Sunday, as long as the Badgers don't win, which we kind of hope they do, so we won't be doing these.
We'll see.
It's a mixed bag.
It's a mixed bag.
Be sure to join us for our great lineup on the weekends, and thank you so much for supporting local radio. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Take a time out, come back, and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Getting funky around here. James and Seth here with you, and we're going to get into some fun stuff in a moment, but I do want to send a big shout-out to our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, who were victorious last night. Nicely done, Kings. 5-3 victory over the Ontario Junior Reign. The Kings move on. And follow your Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. RiverKingsHockey.com. Find out more information. Big shout-out to them.
Yeah, and we got a really cool report from the city yesterday. Mm. I think it came out. They sent it out in a press release. How impactful the River Kings. Over 10,000 – or not – yeah, no, yeah, was it 10,000? Yeah. Something like that? Yeah. 10,000 fans? Or I can't remember what it was. Anyway, a lot of people showed up Southwood County Rec Center to watch the Kings this year. Over $300,000 in economic impact. I mean, I'm telling you. These guys are big.
The way that we support in this area, our River Kings, our Rafters, is noteworthy to the leagues that they are in. Mm-hmm. And a big shout out to this community, to this area for doing so, and to all these local businesses that work with them as well.
Yes.
That's a huge part of this and a huge part of this economy in this community and why it is doing as well as it is in comparison to other communities in our surrounding area especially.
Exactly.
Big shout out to them. Big thank you to them. Keep marching on. Game on, Kings. Game on. Keep going.
Come on.
Want to get into this one with you, Seth.
All right.
Because I don't know what to do with this. So the stuff that we hoard today is a little different than what our grandparents refused to throw out, maybe. Mm-hmm. Things like baseball cards and figurines, that kind of stuff. Now it's video game cartridges and Beanie Babies and all that stuff. Someone asked people to name things millennials save that their kids will immediately probably toss. And here are some of the fun ones we came across.
Okay.
Like that box your phone came in. Why are you saving that? Why? Why do we save those things?
I'm so guilty.
Same.
So guilty.
Same here. It's under my bed. Yeah. It's sitting there. I don't even know why I did
Collecting
it. I don't
dust.
Know why I kept it. Although, I'll say this. As much as this phone dang well cost, I want everything from it. I want the cardboard box. I want the plastic bag that
had
the charger. Yes. And I'm going to find a use for those things. So find some for them. There's no reason to hang on.
No.
How about that box of random cords and doohickeys and everything that we have?
I've got six of those.
Yeah. You don't even know why.
I don't know why.
You've got a charger for something that you haven't had for 10 years.
Exactly.
For some reason. You've got
I got it, man.
All those rubber bracelets promoting different charities and causes. I forgot about that.
That was like for was it early aughts or something like that? Yeah. It was everything.
There was a time too where and it was right when I first started teaching where young people would notice if you didn't have any bracelets on, and oh God help you if that happened.
You don't support anything?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Oh, you don't care about child literacy? What
charity shaming?
What are you talking about? Yeah, that's basically what it was. Yeah. That Dave Matthews Band shirt you stood in line for at a concert in 2001. There are going to be a lot of those type of shirts showing up at Goodwill.
But you know what's going to happen? Same thing that happened with heavy metal band shirts from the 80s.
Yep.
It's going to be like kitschy.
Yes.
And people will like, hey, I got my Dave Matthews shirt on, man. You know.
I had a student come in, going back to that, came in with a Misfits shirt. Like, hey, nice shirt. Had no idea what it was for. Had no idea.
Who were the Misfits?
It said Misfits on it, and they had no idea who the Misfits were. None.
It was my Megadeth shirt, man.
Same thing.
Worth something.
The hundreds of plastic shopping bags we have saved.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about all those DVDs? Like, just period. Oh, what about those DVDs?
Oh, no. I'm going to push back on that one. I'm going to push it. That's coming back, man.
Yeah.
Physical media is never going to go away, man. I think DVDs will have their day once again, just like vinyl records.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. Yep. I think we're even seeing this in the economy right now, mm-hmm. where certain things are just selling again that didn't before.
Yep.
And I think you even go back to the pandemic. I don't think that if you told somebody 20 years or 10 years ago that baseball cards and sport, you know, card collecting was going to be big again, mm-hmm. they would believe you. But the pandemic proved that, oh, man, that's huge again.
Well, and there's another aspect to it, too. You have to remember, okay, everybody, even if you go to a streaming service and you, like, buy a movie or something like that, go to Amazon and buy a movie, you don't own it.
Yeah.
They can take it away from you at any time. PlayStation did that. Sony did that. Yeah. And because people who thought they had purchased things, nope, we're shutting it down. You don't get to keep it at all. So I think part of that has to do with, like, if you get a DVD, you own the DVD. Then you don't have to worry about anyone taking it away from you.
All that old makeup and colognes and stuff we keep, all those things. Yeah, that's just going to – you might as well just throw that away.
I was going to say, who else is going to want it?
How about all the bottles and thermoses and cups and everything we have? We have so many of those.
So many.
The random workout gear you have that you never used. It's on your tube.
Yeah, I've got a couple, not a lot, but yeah, a couple of
these. There's a couple of these things. So there's a number of different things here that you look at. Now, we had Jackie Carantini in yesterday. One of the things Jackie and I were talking about and we have discussed before is kind of getting as much of that clutter out of the way as you can while you're here. And so it's not only less on your, you know, your relatives and your kids and all these things, but also so you can have a little bit more of a less cluttered life. You can have a little bit more of a enjoyable life.
That's really cool. And I would recommend everyone listen to the podcast of that show yesterday. But, you know, I know you have fun with Jackie, you know, say, yeah, just turn the mic on and let me go. Yeah, but she has got so much great information about so much stuff that we don't like to talk about.
Yeah.
And she does it in such a great way. I love it.
Big shout out to her and a big shout out to the best listeners in radio. Let's talk to you a little bit. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Yesterday, on a different radio station. I hate to say this, but I was listening and they came up with a story, and they said that out in Massachusetts. Now, this is for us guys that are maybe might have to clean out a relative's house that like to drink beer and maybe collected those cans.
Mm-hmm.
Might not want to be so quick to throw those out.
Mm, okay.
There was one vintage can that was sold on auction, open can. Now this was open, not unopened. $51,000.
My God!
Whoa!
Wow! Wow.
Okay, so be a little careful with recycling on that one. All right, okay.
Yeah, do not just throw things away. That thing with all that dust on it could be worth a lot of money.
Yes.
It's an interesting story.
If you have a relative that hoards a lot of things, might want to just take your time and throwing things out. You
know, might be worth it.
It's just good advice,
You know, you never know. Yeah. You never know what you might come across that may be an heirloom that's priceless to you.
That's true, too.
So taking your time with those things. All the more reason, too, for you, the person with the clutter or with the stuff, is it's not clutter to you. It's your things. It's stuff. It's important to you. You've lived a long life. You deserve to have all these things. But, you know, do you need them all? It's just, only you can make that decision. So debating what to get rid of. And hang on to those old beer cans, apparently. Hang on to those. I appreciate the bracket, commemorating bracket misery together, by the way. Thank you so much for that, man. It's rough. It's rough.
I thought I had the bracket in the way things were going yesterday. We even granted that we only had one upset going in the morning, you know. But
felt good. I felt confident yesterday, and I knew as soon as I felt confident, I was going to come down. On Monday's Playmakers, we're going to go over our brackets a little bit more.
Okay. Did you hear one of the things they said about that kid from Oakland? He's from Pewaukee. Mm. He's only taken 4 2-point shots all year long.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. The kid is just a marksman.
Oh, wow.
I look forward to seeing Oakland in the tournament, like continue on in the tournament.
See what happens.
See how far this can go. It shows a lot of how the 3-point game has affected affected basketball in general, just all around the game. Always good talking to you, man. Thanks for the time.
All right. Well, See you guys on Monday.
See you Monday. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. We're going to get to our state and local news. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you, and thanks so much for joining us, everybody. I appreciate the time. Let's get into this one, Seth. Have you ever made a reservation at a restaurant and then no-showed when the timing didn't work out, or you found a better option? Well, in the future, you might be charged for that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
A new report says that many restaurants operate on slim margins, and when they hold a table for someone who doesn't show, they lose money. So many are starting to a non-refundable deposit when you reserve a table.
Wow.
Some high-end restaurants in bigger cities already charge a reservation fee, which is then deducted from your bill after you show up and dine, drink there.
Right. Makes sense. Yeah.
There's no specific amount. Reports say it can vary from $50 to $100 to $50 per person. It could be easy to implement, especially using apps like OpenTable and Resy, by just taking your credit card when you book. Other industries already do this. Vacation homes, resorts, and hotels will keep your deposit if you don't cancel by a certain time.
Right.
And doctors and dentists can charge fees if you skip out an appointment at the last minute. Naturally, none of us want more fees added to going out, but this could be good in one way for people who don't skip out. Restaurants say that this would be a way for them to recoup losses from holding a table that doesn't punish other diners, like having to, quote, adjust the price of food.
Right, right.
According to data from OpenTable, 28% of Americans admit that they haven't shown up for a reservation they made within the past year.
Ooh, quarter of people? That's a pretty high number.
I'm sure that this has happened to me with appointments, like doctor appointments, that kind of thing. I've never had a restaurant appointment that I've canceled on. Granted, I probably made like five or six of these in my life, though. So
right.
I haven't had a whole lot of this happen. But I've never had a cancellation like that. And I feel like I'm going to lose the audience on this one, but I have no issue with this. I have no problem with this. I think it's a little bit different. They're not going to be doing this at Mickey D's. They're not going to be doing it at McDonald's because you're not reserving a table at McDonald's.
Exactly.
So I think the majority of people that are going to be affected by this is very small.
Yeah.
We're talking big five-star restaurants for the most part and everything.
Very, very true. I mean, and if it's like $50, if you're going to a high-end place, you're going to spend a couple hundred probably, depending on how large your party is. But yeah, actually that does make sense to me. And I have no problem with it either, especially since it's not an extra fee.
Yes.
Like they said, if you show up, you just take it, deduct it from your bill, and there you go. It's not a big deal. So, yeah.
Especially the bigger part to me about this, too, is if it keeps the restaurant alive, if it keeps it in business, helps keep it in business overall, these kind of things, that slim margins they're talking about. I think, if you've watched, like, Bar Rescue or any of those shows, like those ones or anything, that you right away, and I think the beginning of the episode, they tell you how many restaurants actually make it a year, like 22% or something like that, new businesses. New restaurants make it.
It's very low. Yeah,
it's really low. It's a really hard industry to really make it.
Yeah,
I feel like it's on us as consumers to work with these businesses. Like it's a thin line. Because I'm also the person that says that if you can't survive in business, you don't survive in business. I'm sorry.
Right.
Another business will show up. That's the economy. That's the way the world works. But I do think that this idea we've gotten into a place where we want things for nothing. And I don't know where that happened or how that happened. And it's not young people that this is happening with.
No.
It's happening with like our generation, older people in that.
Because I think they're more used to paying for stuff, to be honest.
The idea of I make a reservation, I don't cancel the reservation, and then I'm charged for said reservation.
Yeah.
Some people are going to lose their minds over that.
Yes.
But you're expecting something for nothing then, because you're expecting the restaurant industry to be able to survive on that.
Right.
That's no different to me than it's like paying taxes.
Yeah.
Like the person that sits there and whines and complains about paying taxes, but then wants good roads. Like you got to meet people halfway in life.
Yeah.
Like that's the way this life works.
Right.
That's the way all of this works. Well, the whole society doesn't work without us working together.
And if you know you're not going to make it, call them. It's like a common courtesy, first of all, and then they can use that table for someone else. It's not a big thing. It's like, oh, sorry, you know, we can't make it. You know, just cancel our reservation. Easy peasy. Don't have to worry about it. Yeah. If you just did that, then they wouldn't have to worry about charging people to come to to make their reservation.
It's not the same thing, but if you make plans with somebody and they don't show up and they just ghost you, you feel that it sucks.
It does.
It hurts. It feels good. Now think about it when money is involved.
Yes.
You know, your business, your livelihood.
100%.
Most of the time, restaurants are run by families.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, and absolutely.
We should be looking out. We should be helping out with that. And,
you know, I've seen, you know, people I know who did everything right. They were, you know, a very accomplished chef. You know, they got the restaurant together. They had great food, great atmosphere, everything. And they failed in 6 months.
Yeah.
And you know, because everything has to come together. Location, you know, tastes, you know, what kind of crowds. I mean, it's just such a hard business to break into.
It's one of those things, too, where I think there's a difference here of, okay, I can't pay people, you know, a good wage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't do that, then you probably are not going to be able to survive, and you probably shouldn't be in the business industry.
Right.
I shouldn't run a business or something. There's certain things that you need to be able to do in this day and age.
Yep.
And there's other things where, hey, as consumers, we need to meet you part of the way here. We
right,
need to
exactly.
help these businesses survive and work.
Right.
If they're a good business, if there's something, I mean, look, if I open up a restaurant and I'm serving mud pies, I don't expect it to do very well. No matter how much people might like me or like the you know, the restaurant or anything, if I'm not paying my employees well, if I have a product that people don't like, okay, it's not going to survive. That's business 101. It's okay. But if you are a business, it's good. And the only reason you're not surviving is because of these gray area things, reservations that don't come through or something like that. That's on us as a society. We can't let that happen.
Right, right. It's I had a point. I lost it.
I rambled.
No, that's all right.
I rambled too much. I apologize.
I was going to say, because the best kind of advertising is still word of mouth.
Yeah.
It is still. That will never, ever change. You get someone that you trust, someone you know, and says, hey, this place, man, it's great. You should go there. That's the best type of advertising still.
Yeah. People on social media are loving an old poll the internet just dredged up. Someone asked people which animals they think they could beat in a hand-to-hand combat.
Jeez.
Look, I'm gonna break some news to a lot of you out there. Most of you couldn't beat a penguin.
That's where I was gonna go. Maybe a penguin, maybe.
And that has nothing to do with your fighting abilities or your strength or anything like that. There's a big difference of the way our brains approach fight. And the way an animal does.
It's true.
All right? There's a big difference.
Yep.
In our brains, it's about, at this point in society, in the evolution of human beings, fight or flight is very different in our brains,
mm-hmm.
where we're more inclined to fight against another human being than an animal.
Right.
We're more inclined to flight with an animal.
Right.
An animal, it's fight. It's fight. It's survive. I don't care if it's a possum. It'll find a way to survive.
And they play to win.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means you're dead.
There's no tapping out.
No.
There's no, hey, that's against the rules. Hey, that's dirty fighting with an animal. And with all that being said, 6% of our fellow Americans who we love, 6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I don't care if you are The Rock. The Rock. And every action star we've ever seen combined, put them all into one person.
Oh, man.
You won't last 5 seconds with a grizzly bear.
No.
Maybe 10. Maybe 10 seconds if you're a fast runner.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
Remember the guy that, like, took pictures of grizzly bears for a living and he knew was around him and everything? Guess what? He died. He was killed by a grizzly bear.
Come on. It's a grizzly bear.
Come on.
What are we doing? Who do you think you are? You know what? I could take that bear. I could take them. I could take them.
Like, barehanded, too.
I've got some great news for you. You can't, and you don't even have to try.
You can just stay away from them.
Just stay away.
Take a step back.
Stay away. Let the bears do their thing. Let them do their thing and keep moving on. Don't none of this. That bear's looking at me funny. What? Like, the bear's a fan of another team or something like that. Like, how dare you? Like, you're going to start a fight with a bear. What are you doing?
I want that honey. I want that honey. You can't have that honey, bear.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear. Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you're busy. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king. We'll take a time out. We'll come back with some more fun at the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James here to take it to the top of the hour, wrap up the show for the week. When we wrap up our week of shows, I think this is the song we got to kind of wrap up.
That's a good one. I think I thought about that.
Yeah. So we did it last Friday, and I just was thinking about it. Like, we got to do this from now on. This is a good wrap up song. It's a good wrap up song.
The best backup singers ever, the Pips. I think they're up there. I love the Pips.
That's a really good. I would say this. I wanted to say the Supremes right away, but actually, you might be. Yeah, that's a close race. Good. Yeah. Oh, that's a fun debate right there. That's a good one.
That would be fun.
We wanted to keep the audience informed and up to date, and we are very proud and thankful to be able to let you know that your long national nightmare is almost over. Melissa is going to be back in Wisconsin here any day now, or any moment now. She's
close, yeah.
Yeah, she texted Seth and I. We're getting closer to Wisconsin, hit some freezing rain in Iowa this morning, but back on the road now. So we are very wishing her safe travels.
Yeah, safe travels.
Mel will be back with us on Monday. We're looking forward to that. I want to send a big shout out to everybody that's been pitching in and helping with her gone.
Yes.
Melissa's got big shoes to fill, and Brittany's been helping us out quite a bit. Yep. Pam has been working with Brittany, and a big shout out to both of them. And Laura over in the back room there have been helping out a lot. So we appreciate everybody. You, Seth, doing so much as well, sir. Appreciate everything you guys do. I have done nothing. I have not helped out at all.
Just you being here, man. That's all we need. We just need you to fill the chair.
We got a small staff, a small team here, but we have people that work their tails off. And man, I am proud of this team. Good work by everybody. And Melissa, safe travels. We're looking forward to talking with you again on Monday.
Yeah.
Pick her brain about her travels.
The inmates are going back into their cells starting on Monday. So true.
We've got to get to this one, Seth. One sort of that ain't right story and a real true that ain't right story. So is this dumb or is this, if this dumb new sport is called ice football becomes a thing, would you watch? I don't know if it's dumb or not. I'm just reading the article written here, but fans in Germany got to see a game before the Super Bowl this year, and now a one-minute clip from it is all over social media. It's like normal football. We're talking about ice football, basically. It's like normal football, but played on a hockey rink. No skates, just normal shoes. So half the fun is, of course, watching people slip and slide. I think the greatest game I ever played collegiately or whatever, however you want to say it, was over at the former East Junior High School and playing football over there. And I had there was this kid, Sean Gray. He was about three times my size. And I take just a button hook pass, and I see Sean. He's the only person in the way. Now, we're playing on basically a inch, not even of snow. And under that is a couple of inches of just a block of ice. So we're slipping and sliding, of course. And Sean tackles me, and I grind, swip, and I whip out of him because he doesn't wrap me good, and I get out of it. But everybody that was watching the play, from what they could see, I disappeared. I was gone. Nobody could see me. I was completely missing for a good 20, 30 seconds there, and nobody knew what happened to me.
Where'd James go?
Pop out on the other side. But it's the hardest I think I've ever had to run in sports because of on the ice and the way it felt and everything, and I never wanted to experience that again. I also had a time where not too far from here on the other side of town, a friend and I were on a pond that we thought was frozen that wasn't.
Uh-oh.
And we had to run off of it. It was like an action movie where you feel the ice breaking under your feet and everything. I never want to experience anything like that again.
I was going to say, of all the experiences, scary experiences that you've had, that had to have ranked up there at the top.
Way, way up at the top.
It's like you're being chased by something.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
it was just, in slow-mo. You
know? It felt like it. It really did. I have no interest in this, have no interest in watching this. Football is fine as it is. They keep tinkering. We still don't even know what a catch is. What are we going to evolve the game to ice?
Yeah, let's make it even harder to do that, you know? Hey, you know, I read this book once about the very, very earliest days of baseball, back in the mid-1800s, okay? And they were experimenting with everything. And there was a time where they were playing it on ice.
Huh.
Baseball on ice, people.
Wow.
I can't know. That just sounds so wrong. You can tell why it didn't catch on. But.
Yeah. There's really we've got enough sports on the ice.
We have plenty.
We're good.
Stick with curling.
Oh, now that we're talking about it, though, pickleball on ice.
Oh, no.
That might be interesting. That might be tennis on ice.
Dude, the injury. I can't even imagine injuries. No. Oh.
The human body is not meant to play sports.
It's not.
Like, the things we ask our bodies to do. I've heard doctors, when I fractured and tore my ACL and all that, and a doctor telling me, you realize that what we do on a basketball court, your body's not supposed to
do that.
Like, physically, or throwing a baseball.
Throwing a baseball overhanded?
Yeah.
That is so wrong. It's against everything your body wants to do.
We're already pushing our bodies literally to the limit. Let's not put them on the ice, too.
Let's make it harder.
And if that wasn't that right to you, this one might be.
Uh-oh.
What's worse, doing this in a work meeting, or what happened to this lady? There was a funeral in London, and not everyone could make it. So the church set up a Zoom where people could watch it online. Mm-hmm. And one woman accidentally broadcast herself showering. She couldn't make it to the service, but she was getting ready to go to the wake later on. She wanted to watch, so she set her computer up right next to her shower and didn't realize the camera was on. God, that poor lady. An initial report said that there was a screen set up at the funeral so the church could watch. So they saw a lot of this.
It was projected too. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. A lot of the people at the funeral have been making her try to feel better about this.
I'm sure.
They're not trying to embarrass her or anything like that. An initial report said that there was a screen set up at the funeral, but there has also been some talk that it wasn't set up.
Oh.
But people have been trying to make her feel better about this.
Right.
I don't want to pile on or anything like that. But I think that ain't right part of this to me is not so much the zooming into a funeral. Like, if you can't make it to the funeral, I understand. And I understand so many people that would want to be there and everything. But only bad things can come of this. I don't see, I feel like you can honor somebody and miss somebody in many ways without a Skype call, without a Zoom call.
Send flowers.
Yeah.
You know, flowers.
I mean, there's other ways around this. I don't know. I feel bad for this lady.
I know.
That's rough. Let's get to a palate cleanser. We'll get some good stories of the day and includes our lineup for the weekend. We got good things coming up today with Midday Magazine in part one. Our good friend Hannah Larkin, Rolsey is going to join us. Hannah is the elder benefit specialist with our Central Wisconsin ADRC.
Nice.
Looking forward to talking plenty of things with her.
Yeah.
And we've got Craig Broren, Wisconsin Rapids School of Public Schools superintendent, along with Christine Slattery, principal of Think Academy in Rudolph, joining us in part two.
Oh, yes.
This might be I don't know if this is the last show Craig's with us, but it's got to be one of the last ones. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a great conversation there. We, of course, got sports on your radio dial this weekend. Tonight, it's a ball night. Your Badgers back in action against James Madison in part of the tournament.
Yep.
James Madison is nothing to sneeze at. That's a good team.
I don't want to say anything bad and do the bad karma here, but this is going to be a tough game, I think, for the Badgers.
This could be one of their tougher games in the tournament if they continue on and everything.
Exactly.
So, this is going to be, I think, regardless, win or lose, it's going to be a good game.
It is.
Be sure to catch it right here at WFHR, and we'll continue to follow the Badgers throughout the tournament. So if they do win, they will have a game on Sunday, which means a lot of our original programming will probably not be played.
We don't know what time, because they set the schedule up after they get the winners, so we'll find out.
Well, and if they don't win, even if we don't have that basketball game, we will have more other basketball game. Milwaukee Bucks are playing 5:30 on Sunday, hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder, one of the great young up-and-coming teams in the NBA.
That should be a good game,
And hopefully Giannis is back, so that could be a great one.
Yep.
And on Monday at 6:40, Wisconsin women's basketball at the University of Southern Indiana. 6:40, our pregame will kick off for that.
It's the first time they've been in the tournament in a long time, so cheer on the Lady Badgers.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I do want to get to our local good stuff, but before I do, a real quick, big thank you to all the candidates, all the people that we have had on with us. I've counted over, I've done over 40-some interviews in the last couple of weeks, and thanks to all of you out there, all these candidates joining us, and this our listeners. You guys have been so cool about these interviews and been so supportive and kind, way more kinder than I deserve. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, everybody out there. Got a couple of great things going on coming up. Some Easter egg hunts that you let us know about. There will be an Easter egg hunt in Rudolph at Village Park, March 30th at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And annual Grand Rapids Area Merchants Easter egg hunt will be put on by the GRVFD coming up Sunday, March 30th at 10 a.m. over at Mid-State Technical College.
Oh, yeah.
And the Easter egg hunt in Nakusa at the Nakusa Community Center with their 5K run walk is going on March 23rd, tomorrow, over at the Nakusa Community Center at 416 Crestview Lane. Be sure to head on over there and enjoy that. And keep letting us know about all these Easter egg hunts, everybody. Call our front desk, 424-1300, and get them to us. Seth, we've, of course, got the Winter Farmers Market going on this weekend,
too. Yes, and we actually have winter to go along with it for once. It's going to be up at the Moravian Church from 9 to 1 tomorrow. That's at 310 First Avenue South. Go check it out. All the cool vendors there. I've got the food now, too. The place has been hopping lately, so get on down. Check it out while they're still at the Moravian Church as they wrap up. Not until May, but keep it going, everyone. We want to see you there.
And if you're a vendor and you'd like to find out more, go ahead and go to wrmoravian.org and find out a way that you can get over to the place. They got plenty of room before you're over there.
They do.
Keep listening, everybody. We got the Civic Media Ride in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest going on.
Oh, I
got
to get to work after this.
Yeah, that's right. That, yeah. That's right. And a big thank you to you for covering that, man. Be listening at the top of the 10 a.m. hour, the 1 o'clock hour, and the 3 o'clock hour. We'll have a special word for you. You download the Civic Media app, and within that hour, text that word to us, and just like that, you're going to be in on winning an opportunity to win an overnight getaway at Chula Vista Resort in the Dells, or one of our great grand prizes.
Yep, lots of good stuff happening, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Great week this week, Seth. Nice
good
work.
Week, man. We made it.
Whew. Yeah, we made it. Woo! Have a good weekend.
We miss you, Melissa. No.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.